GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. I'm Alex, and today we're diving into a range of stories that showcase both the potential and the precariousness of the crypto world. Let's start with a look into the future of an intriguing career path, stablecoin engineers. These are the folks behind the scenes ensuring your stablecoins remain stable, if you will. By 2026, salaries for these roles are expected to range from $90,000 to $300,000. That's a pretty broad spread, reflecting the varying levels of experience and expertise in blockchain technology, smart contracts, and financial mechanics that these positions demand. It's not just about slinging code, but about understanding how digital assets can maintain their value amidst market volatility. Your job, essentially, is to keep the ship steady in a stormy sea, and that's no small task. Switching gears, let's talk about a little-known crypto exchange that has played a not-so-little role in geopolitics. Iran has reportedly used CoinEx to move a staggering $3.84 billion past U.S. sanctions over the last 7 years. This isn't your garden-variety money laundering. It's a full-blown financial maneuver that underscores how crypto can serve as a lifeline for sanctioned nations trying to keep their economies afloat. TRM Labs and the Wall Street Journal have shed light on how CoinEx became the conduit for Iranian capital through its domestic exchange, Nobitex. It's a reminder that crypto is borderless and sometimes lawless. While the U.S. and others grapple with how to contain such activities, the decentralized nature of blockchain continues to render traditional regulatory frameworks obsolete. Now for a roundup of the week's chaos in crypto. $6.75 billion stolen, $580 million liquidated, and 450 million users potentially at risk. If you thought the roller coaster of crypto was already wild, this week took it to Six Flags levels of insanity. The G7 has labeled North Korea's massive crypto heist as a nuclear threat, a stark acknowledgement of how intertwined digital currencies have become with global security concerns. Meanwhile, geopolitical tensions have their tentacles in crypto markets, evidenced by Israel's strikes on Lebanon, leading to a $500 million wipeout in crypto value. As if that wasn't enough drama, Binance is facing a potential ban in the EU due to regulatory scrutiny. If the biggest crypto exchange gets the boot, the ripple effects could be monumental, pushing traders to less regulated platforms, which likely makes regulators even more nervous. For those building in the space, this week has been a reality check wrapped in a wake-up call. Crypto is no longer the niche playground for technophiles. It's a geopolitical chess piece, a financial instrument, and a career path all rolled into one. If you're a developer or founder, the stakes have never been higher. The regulatory landscape is shifting beneath your feet, and understanding where your project fits into this new order is crucial. Meanwhile, for job seekers eyeing those stablecoin engineer roles, it's not just about knowing how to code, it's about understanding the broader implications of your work in an economy increasingly defined by digital assets. And that, my friends, is your Crypto Grind Daily. Keep building, keep grinding, and remember, in crypto, the only constant is change. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.